But yo, 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 it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to episode 11 of No Ideas,
Just Vibes.
Sorry about the beginning, we were dancing and throwing our leg in the air.
Honestly, it was a battle of the highest leg, but it's fine. We move and we back.
I won and I'm back.
No, I won because my leg was highest and I ended up falling over, so it's fine.
I'm glad you guys can't see.
Yeah, it's fine. I won by default. It's good.
So, Beat, there is so much to say this week, true or false.
Honestly, that is a true statement. Guys, that is very true. I don't think you lot are ready for the juice.
So let's warm them up. Hit me with what happened to you this week and how the hell you got through it.
Honestly, man, this week has been a bit mad, you know. There've been news headlines flying everywhere on all sorts of topics. It's actually a bit mad. I think the first one, actually, let's talk about Boohoo and ASOS. Have you seen, like, the whole banter thing on, like, Twitter that's been going around?
Bits and pieces. I briefly read something about a sock, but I would like more info.
Okay, yeah. So basically, it just came up on my timeline. I think it was a Shea Bra or something. And Boohoo had a photo, like, they had a photo of, like, an outfit. And the sock of the outfit had, like, ASOS's logo. So it had, like, I think it was, like, 405, which basically is ASOS. And then ASOS added Boohoo with this same photo and was like, oh, you could have at least remembered. Photoshopped the sock or something, or remembered to take it off or something. And then Boohoo came back and it's just like, it's just been a whole like back and forth. It's been hilarious.
And is it banter or are they firing shots? Seriously.
Do you know what? Yeah, this is what I'm trying to ascertain. I feel like it's a bit of banter because I feel like things like this happen every once in a blue moon. I don't think it's like very, very serious, but it's just funny because it's like you'd never imagine like two brands to be going at each other so publicly where everyone else can have an opinion.
But I also like that because it's raw and it's something we don't see.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's trying to be politically correct, but when you're having a bit of banter which has nothing to do with being politically correct,
then
absolutely milk it because that's good news.
Big facts.
That's
big
good
facts.
Press.
No, of course. Like, I would not be surprised that, you know, if ASOS and Boohoo, like, both had, like, a spike in sales, like, during this week. Because, honestly, truly, like, one of the tweets was like, ASOS said, lol, you're an ex for a reason. Don't make us bring up why we dropped you in the first place.
Screaming.
Unrelated. Take 20% off all of our socks with the code put a sock in it. No.
I'm screaming.
No.
Whoever is on the other side of that computer.
I need to meet the marketing team.
Tweeting. I love it.
Honestly,
I'm not mad about it.
Like, and the thing is, I feel like only Nigerians or specifically Yorubas will clock this, but in ASOS's tweets, they've always put Sha at the end, which is basically like, it's almost like a filler word in Yoruba, and it's just like, oh, like, you know, it almost signals someone like being below you to say, like, if you put Sha at the end of something, it's just like, well, you're not even worth like
my
time.
Level.
Yeah, you're not on my level, do you know what I mean? But do you know what cracked me up the most? Specsavers got involved as well.
I'm screaming. They wanted a bit of publicity and I'm not mad about it.
How did Specsavers comment on the same thing? Like, No. Specsavers tweeted and they said, don't be mean. She's just tripped over backwards with her jacket half off and a wetsuit on. Basically, like, describing the photo itself. I'm just like, Twitter is a very, very mad place. That's all I'm saying.
And I feel like I should get on it, but
it's mad.
There's a lot. I love that, though.
I found that so funny during the week. So, yeah, man. That's been one thing. What else has gone on, actually? This week I picked up my French again.
Nice.
Which was really nice.
I love that, because I saw you in a clubhouse room, and I was like, let me join, and then it said French, and I was like, okay, bail on that.
Yeah, it was like, Black Francophone or something, because for context, I studied French at uni with business, and I've kind of like dropped it since working, because like, my job doesn't really use French right now, but I was just like, do you know what? It's a skill to have. I've spent so much money through uni studying it, I might as well like, keep it up, because you don't know how useful it will be in the future.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
You know, just doing a little bit of French here and there.
I love that.
Obviously, I put it in the podcast a little few times. You know, what was the thing I said the other week? Like the French courtier, quartier or something like this, you know, talking in French. But, fun. The French is back on the radar, which is great. And the last thing, my skincare. I've just been so on my skincare recently because I'm just like, look, I ain't going nowhere. I don't need to put makeup on for anyone. Not that that's the only, not that that's like a reason that I do it, but like just investing into my skincare, like researching specific brands and like seeing what works best for my skin. Cause like my skin isn't bad, but I just want to have like glowy, radiant skin. So like, yeah, man, I'd like, basically I've just been spending money on skincare as opposed to makeup. Cause I'm just like, look, my skin's always going to be there. Do you know what I mean? So but I want it to be
now's
best.
The time, right? Because people are not wearing as much makeup now anyway, because we're inside. So yeah, spend it where you need it.
It's the best time. Like,
not that you need it, but spend it where you need it.
Come on, minute. So you're basically saying I'm ugly?
Help.
Is that it? Is that ugly?
That's not
How many times I've told you I'm not ugly, okay? I just want good skincare.
I hear that.
I've been doing that. But like, you know, come on. What's been going on in your week, you know? Little Larian.
Sorry, who? Sorry, when?
Little Larian.
Sorry, where? You're a joke.
Tell the people. Survival.
I don't even know where to start.
Rafa, it's been a mad week.
Okay, let's get into it.
Come on.
First and foremost, I have been refraining from talking about this topic. Okay. And I still won't.
Okay.
But I will just give you a cheeky sample.
Just a little sprinkle, a bit of crumb.
There obviously is a whole situation around the Slumflower and Florence Givens books.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to jump into it.
Let's not even
What I am going to say is, I've bought both books, I'll be reading both books, but I did complete Florence Givens.
Yeah.
And wow, did it change my life.
You literally had like an epiphany midweek.
I literally was like sitting on my bed like, I don't even know who I am.
No.
I don't know how I got here and I don't know where I'm going next.
Bruv, if you could see this girl, yeah, just messaging me being like, bruv, like, have you seen these? Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know who I am anymore. What is the meaning of life?
I've underlined so much. I ended up ordering A1 foam boards and a whiteboard because I was like, there are certain lines and thoughts that I need to read every day to maintain perspective.
Yes.
There's just so much in there. I'm like, wow. And a lot of it.
Wow. Wow.
There are some themes that I definitely already knew about.
Yeah,
but it's like reminding you of that sometimes. It's like, oh, yeah.
Just that little kick up the bum again.
Do you know what I mean? I grabbed that. I knew it. I dropped it. Pick it back up.
Mate, honestly, let it rise.
Let it rise and then rise again.
Rise again.
It was unbelievable.
Mm.
So I had that whole epiphany. Okay. And one of my favourite lines from the book, I don't remember the whole thing, but it said something, something, something. When you cut men, they bleed audacity.
Wow. No.
Is that not the truest thing yo ass ever heard?
What was the thing I said that I want people to leave behind in 2020?
The audacity.
The audacity. Because even to date, you still have people, coming through with the actual audacity. And I'm just like, can you leave it behind?
It's disgusting. Who are you?
Who actually are you?
Who grew you?
No, bro.
Go back into the womb.
No. I think someone needs to
be born again.
To uplift the roots, scrumple up the seeds, and then replant you again, because
I don't know how well crumpled up seeds will grow.
Look, with some water and some sunlight, that's calm, innit?
That's all you need.
Do the ting.
So that was crazy. That was crazy. And I have so much work to do, and that's probably going to feed into next week.
Done.
The next thing, there are two bloody mega albums that I've been listening to.
The musicas. Now you're speaking my language.
Album number one.
Come on.
Arlo Parks.
Mm.
It is called Collapsed in Sunbeams.
Yes.
And Arlo Parks is just the tits.
Mm.
And I know I throw that word around a lot on this podcast, but we're only bringing you the creme de la fucking creme.
Honestly.
And Arlo Parks is double fucking cream.
She's double fucking cream. You know those Oreo biscuits, yeah?
Yeah.
Double cream. That's Arlo Parks.
That's it.
Arlo Parks, Oreo biscuits, double fucking cream.
There it is.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
We out.
Done. And we're back in the room.
So go check her out if you don't know her. She is, oh God, I don't even know how old she is, but we saw her live together when she was young.
Yeah, very young.
She's just the fucking hardest.
Yeah, man, she's sick. I rate that. I need to listen to that album because she, mate, her songs, they hit different, you know.
Isn't it?
What's that song called? Super Sad Generation. That will forever be like an anthem of mine. No.
Is she joking?
Nah.
Just tiptoeing around with these fucking bars in your socks.
She is like a dark horse. Like, she just, you wouldn't think she's suspect, but bruv, the bars she writes and the melody she carries. It's
and
disgusting.
Her tone of voice. Tone. And her genre. No. Like, you wouldn't... Nah.
What she represents, what she stands for, yeah.
Everything.
It's wild.
Okay, and it's breathe. Wild.
Yeah, honestly, because I'm getting worked up.
We're about to get worked up again. Because what? The second person who was my top artist listened to last year has just dropped Da Ting.
Okay, come
and
on.
And Da Ting is called Not Your Muse. And it is created by your very own... Drum roll, please. Celeste.
Okay, Celeste.
And for those of you football lovers out here, which I don't think there are many because I looked at the stats of our podcast and it's pretty much 98.5% females who listen, but I hope some of you don't adhere to normal gender stereotypes.
Exactly that.
And you watch foosball.
And you watch the foos.
And you know that the Premier League anthem this year, every time there's an advert... is a Celeste song, and it's from this new album, Stop This Flame.
Wow, that's big for her, you know.
It's hard.
Props.
It's hard. So
I rate that.
Go and listen to that as well.
Damn, she doing bids and bobbies.
Biddies and bobbies.
Biddies and bobbies on that shit.
Bobby and
she better
biddy
and bobby that football player.
No, that's it. You should, no, wow. Someone needs to fire you.
No, great. I actually fell down when I finished that statement because that was nonsense. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. And lastly, and please, guys, I beg you to the hills and back. Wow. Please don't tune out when I say this next part of my week.
Okay, we'll try our best.
Because it's very, very important. And I'm going to give you the briefest of the brief summary.
Okay.
In the layman's of the layest terms.
In the layman's of the layest terms.
Okay, so we must talk about the GameStop situation in the news.
Okay.
And if you don't know what that is, it is about hedge funds shorting the market. Stay with me.
Honestly, stay here, people. It's okay. Really important stuff.
So I'm going to give you a short little explanation, but essentially what this story is showing is the people fucking winning.
Yes, power to the people.
That's it.
That is it.
So stick around.
Okay, man. Because we are the people, man.
Do you know what I mean?
We're the people.
We're part of the 99%.
Big facts.
Who are being fucked over by the 1%. And this shows you the 99% at the fucking top. So here we go. In brief, GameStop is an American company. It's a games and entertainment store. And essentially, because of COVID... it hasn't been doing very well. And also, with the fact that people are buying a lot more games online, people don't necessarily go in as much. So, some big hedge funds, who essentially look after, you know, billionaires and millionaires money, so the 1%, decided to short the market. What that means is, they borrow shares off people who have stock or shares in GameStop.
Okay,
so not buying them, because if you buy it, the price goes up. They're just borrowing it.
Yeah.
And they're borrowing it from people because they know that GameStop share price is going to fall. Which means when they have to give those shares back, they only pay the current price that the share is worth. So, for example, if I take your GameStop shares off you, and they're at $10, and they fall to $1, I then only have to pay you $1.
Yeah, Matt, that's mad.
But they have this insight, right?
Yeah.
So they're fucking over people who have GameStop shares already.
Mm-hmm.
So when they gave the money back, they knew they were going to make money.
Okay.
However, there were a group of people on Reddit who saw this happening, normal people like you and me.
Yeah.
They started chatting about it and they said, right, let's all put our money together and start buying shares in GameStop so the price rises. And when the price rises... instead of having to pay the people that they borrowed the shares from...
the, like, lower price.
Yes, the lower price. They'd have to pay them more. Which they never foresaw happening. And what they were hoping to do was have the price driven down so much that GameStop probably would go out of business and get completely fucked over. So all these Reddit people bought loads of GameStop shares. They went through the roof, so hedge funds lost out billions, and the Reddit people made loads of money.
That is a mazzoline right here.
Mad. So what it shows you is that normal people fucked over people who think they can do their job amazingly, and the hedge fund, like, people are fucking mad about it. And me here, I'm not mad about
it. Mate, why would we be mad? Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking screw you guys. Like... So I'm so sick and tired of, like, this top 1% dictating how society works, how society should live, and, like, the opportunity that is given to society. Like, who the fuck appointed you with the power? Do you know what I mean?
Because I feel like those big hedge funds who have a lot of capital to mess around with, they can completely, in the US, in an unregulated system... They can completely manipulate which shops stay open, which shops stay closed.
Of course.
And that's fucked.
It is.
And now they're mad because they've gone out of business because someone else did their job better than they did.
Mate, I love it because basically, like, we as the people basically screwed them over at their own game, which I fucking love.
And now the hedge funds are saying that the Reddit people need to be controlled, basically.
What? No, like, fucking release the control. Release the fucking control, bruv. Like...
But it's the maddest story, and there's so much more to it. I've written down, like, loads more notes that I'm not going to go into, but if you guys want to know more about it in layman's terms, like, hit me up, because I fucking love it. I studied it for a time, and it's the craziest story, but what we need to know is, for the first time ever, I think the US are going to properly look into regulating hedge funds so that the 1% don't stay rich by determining who wins and who fucking loses. Because that's just because you have the capital doesn't mean you should determine which direction the world goes in.
Of course, of course. That whole ideology there needs to die. It needs to fucking die. Because just because you have the money doesn't mean you have power over me. Because... they think that because they have the money, they're smarter than us. No. We're living the real life out here. We're going through real life fucking experiences. And that is what we're going to use to fucking conquer you all.
That's
so
it.
So watch out, because we're coming. All right?
We're coming. And your job ain't that fucking hard.
Literally. You guys ain't shit.
You should be fucking embarrassed. Do you know what I mean?
Honest to God, what a waste of time.
The same man bringing you coffee... whilst you're trading, is the one who's on the Reddit forum fucking you over.
Bruv, you sip that coffee. You sip that fucking coffee. Because before you fucking know it, you'll be making me the fucking coffee.
That's all right? It.
You, mate, wake up and smell the fucking coffee, that's people. It. All right, that's all it is.
Madness.
Right, in the interest of people, let's plug them with something new. I'm throwing the baton over to your ass. Let's plug them into something good.
Let's go. So, I am plugging... something fantastic.
Oh my God, I love a fantastic plug. Yes!
So, the plug is the Louis Vuitton Men's Fall Winter Show.
I don't even think fantastic quantifies.
But I'm going to throw on a little cherry that I think not a lot of you would know.
Okay.
So, I don't only love it because it is a masterpiece.
It is, it really is.
I don't only love it because the greens... that they use this season are beautiful.
Why? Can I just ask why we are specifically praising the greens?
The green just hit me different. I can't even... I think it was a shade of green, but I really swear, and I was like, wow. I'm going to need to get myself a grass hoodie or something.
A grass?
That's all I can afford right now, do you know what I mean?
A grass hoodie or something.
Yeah. And not only was the visual outstanding...
It was.
The bit that really got my goat, okay? The bit that really got my goat was one of the models was the first ever black trans model to walk for Louis Vuitton.
Wow.
Groundbreaking.
Progress is upon us.
Now, Kai Isaiah Jamal.
What a name!
Banging.
Yes!
Banging. Is a poet and an activist. And they are fantastic. And they read one of their poems for the show.
Oh, wow.
And it was everything.
Was that actually like a part of the show? Like,
yes.
So the whole like voiceover was
not
that
the whole part of the voiceover.
Oh, a part of it. Okay, cool. That's so sick, man.
That was just the cherry on top.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. The whole thing is definitely worth a watch.
Yes.
Because it touched my soul in places I didn't even know I had.
It was one of those things where you literally just can't look away. Like, it's 15 minutes, so maybe at first you think, oh, it's quite long. But, like, once you're in, like, you're in to the end. Like, and the performance at the end, I was just like, oh, come on, man. Like,
it's everything.
No, it yeah. I couldn't take my eyes off the styles, like...
The whole thing is amazing, and that is history.
Yeah.
And that poet, activist, model is also so fucking beautiful. I was like, wow, I'm gassed for you, honestly.
No, that is amazing, because it's progressive. Like, society is actually moving forward in some areas, and the areas that they are moving forward, they're really important areas, so that's a sick plug. I rate that, man.
Thank you. Now...
Come on.
Plug it.
Okay, I will plug it. Okay, so mine is obviously a song. Come on, guys. You should know the vibes already. The song I'm plugging today is called Imagine. And it's by a new artist. Well, not new, but just like up and coming. Who's actually Jay Huss's sister.
Mad.
But her name is called Ice TGM. So it's Ice with two E's. And then TGM, and the song's called Imagine, and it's just, it's very much like
what's the TGM stand for?
I'm not too sure, actually.
Tough Girl Magic.
Fine.
There it is.
That works.
Let me ring her.
That works.
You know what I mean?
I think that will be
That's
okay.
It. I'll take it.
Sold! Nah, obviously, like, that song, yeah, it's just such a... It's such a bop, like, it's quite like a summertime vibe. So, like, any time when you just need, like, a little pick-me-up, something just a little dance to, a little bop, you're sipping a cocktail on your Friday evening, pop Imagine on, Ice TGM, you won't regret it, people.
That's it.
That's it, man.
We've given you nothing but gold so far here.
You guys are lucky, you know.
And the games are about to continue.
Bruv. We're the people who keep on giving.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway... In the spirit of giving,
come on,
let us give again.
Okay, I'm ready to give.
I want to play a game with you.
All right, let's go, man.
Okay, so there was this illustrator who I adore.
Mm-hmm.
She's Australian. I think it's a she because her display picture is illustration of a female. So I'm going to go with that. But I apologize profusely if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go with that. And her illustrations are fantastic. They're creative. I don't know. They're when you look at her page, it just seems like there are absolutely no rules. She'll have like a big glass heel with a massive platform and it's see-through, and then a man will be trapped in the heel.
What?
And it's like, smash the patriarchy. And he's in there like stuck, like help, with his briefcase trying to go to work, and it's like, boy, you stay there. Honestly.
Nuh-uh, not now.
Honestly. She's incredible, and she is called exotic.cancer on Instagram.
Okay.
So please check her out.
Need to give her a little pre.
A sample.
I need to have a little scroll.
But the reason I bring her up is because the game I want to play with you came into fruition as a lot of people and her followers send her their deepest, darkest secrets.
Okay.
And it is fucking wild.
Right.
I was looking at her story like, oh! You know when you actually cover your mouth and you're like,
like the level of disbelief like actually takes the breath away from you.
Sometimes I look at these stories and I'm like, the disrespect that you even sent that in.
Bro, I don't get how people can. I'm just like, you lot are brave, you know.
Take that story and bury it.
No, do you know what I'm saying? There are some things that you actually just need to take to the grave, and you should make peace with that now.
Yes.
Like from early, do you get? No need to be fucking exposing yourself like this.
Honestly.
On the timeline, no.
So we all know that you come out with the most outrageous sounds.
Well, I mean,
sounds that humans probably shouldn't make. But here we are. So I want to read out a couple to you.
Alright.
And I would like you to react.
Okay.
The rules are you have to react vocally, so try not to be like for too long and stay silent.
Okay.
No more than half a second silence.
Right, I'll try my best. If they're really outrageous, I might leave the room, but I'm going to try not to because...
You stay here.
Look, I have a tendency to just walk out if I'm not involved, do you know what I mean? All right, calm, no worries then. Okay, if I'm going to be reacting, I've got to put something on you. So what, you said this girl's Australian, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, calm. for these, I don't know, situation stories or whatever, you've got to do it in an Australian accent. Done. Let's do it.
The whole time?
Yeah, because obviously I'm making the noises. You've got to give people something from you as well.
All right,
listen. Let's challenge your accents.
Okay, I'll be back in 5. Let me stretch. Okay, I'll try. I'll do my best.
Let's go.
I'll do my best. I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay.
Right, guys. So the first one that I'm going to read at... Stop laughing! Stop!
Where is she from, please? Because I thought it was Australia, but South African? Anyone?
I'm trying my best.
Can someone confirm?
Fuck off. Okay. Right, the first one is... Me and my girlfriend both have Tinder for ego boosting and chatting to strangers.
What's the point, bruv?
I mean, I personally think it's quite weird that you need ego boosting in a relationship.
Literally.
Relationship?
Relationship?
So that's the first one. Would you do that?
Absolutely not. What's the point? Why do I need ego boosting if I'm in a relationship?
I hear that. But I get it. I get it as well.
Weird. Ego boosting as a topic, just...
Next fire round.
Weird.
I once masturbated next to my boyfriend while he was asleep after I told him that I'm not in the mood.
Okay, Wait. So you're telling me the girl was next to her man and she told her man she's not in the mood and then she went and masturbated?
That's exactly what I'm telling you, yes.
Wow, hon, you need to get out of that relationship.
That's what I think.
Because if your man ain't satisfying you like that, you need to be doing it yourself. Mm-mm.
That's not the one.
That's enough from me.
All right, next. I ate my man's butt, even though I saw poo and pieces of toilet paper. And I didn't hate it.
No. Yes. That is a violation. That is a violation in so many levels. No.
She said,
oof. I need to break it down. Toilet piece by toilet paper piece. Okay, let's break it down. You, first of all, eating a man out like that is something I'll never do. Point blank, period.
But you have to just, I feel like, accept that some people have that preference.
Fine.
But I just think, you know, clean your ass.
No. It's the bits of poo and toilet paper in the same vicinity as where your mouth is going to go.
And then, not only did you suck it up, literally, and just get in there, but you also said you didn't hate it. And that's kind of mad to me.
Look, yeah. I'm going to just be real for a second. People are weird, you know.
I told you it's wild.
People are fucking weird. And... the way how the human mind works, wild. That you would actually take pleasure from that, wild. Ilaria, please, next. Please, all right.
I tried to fuck all my friends' brothers just because it's a fun challenge. My friends don't know.
You need a new hobby, love.
Yes! Yes, Lizzie! Yes, bitch!
What the fuck is that?
Yes, bitch!
Bruv, how many times have I told you guys to take time for yourself and figure out what the fuck you want to do? My sister in the bath, who is climbing onto the brother's dicks, go and find what you want to do. And please, stay away from the mandem. What the fuck is that?
My tummy really hurts from laughing right now.
That is wild. And do you know what? I'm impressed that you're keeping up the accent for this song. So well done, Brittany.
I'm trying my best. All right, next. Wow. This one's fucked.
Right. I'm fucked.
Right. I write sex letters to inmates with life sentences. Don't say
okay, sorry. Okay, sorry guys. I was actually just... What? Why?
That's the thing. Why are you doing that? I don't understand.
But why are you taking that responsibility for yourself?
I don't even think it is your responsibility. You know what I mean?
It absolutely is not. This is just the wildest thing. No, that is a pass from me, hon. Bruv, you need to go on a walk.
You need to go on a walk.
You need to, like, drink up something or something so that your mind can think straight again. Because
it's crazy.
You're going wayward, sis. Bye!
All right, the next one. Brace yourself.
All right, come on. I'm ready.
I eat my own discharge to see if something is off.
Lizzie's left the room, man. No!
Yes. I really said that.
No.
Yes.
No. When people come in, yeah, with statements like this, I question whether they're true because it seems too bizarre for it to be real. What the fuck are you doing, bruv? I actually, no. I don't think that's healthy. I think that is actually a medical issue. So I'd go see someone. Next.
All right. I sold my ex's dog on Gumtree after we had a fight about money, and then I told him it ran away.
Nah, people are cruel, man. Why would you do that? What is the boost you're getting from that?
You sold your ex's dog on Gumtree. The question is, who the fuck bought the dog off Gumtree?
Wait, what price?
What price, and I may take a couple.
Honestly, like, you know, are there any puppies in the like front line? Because
Christ,
wow.
Okay,
wow.
The next one is pretty gross.
I need to breathe. Wow. Okay.
I'm inhaling and laughing so quickly that I kind of feel lightheaded and a little bit sick. Lightheaded, I'd say.
Yeah. You're going South African there, mate.
Fucking try my best, you bitch.
Fucking try my best,
you bitch. All right.
Oh, fuck.
The next one. This is gross. I take out my tampons in the shower and squeeze out all the blood for fun.
No. The real question is, hun, are you going to use that again? Are you planning to use it again?
Like, what's the actual purpose of doing that? Well, I guess fun.
But what is actually the point? Because if you're not planning to use it again, you're just going to dispose it in the bin anyway. So what's the point?
So why?
No. This is forever the ringing question. Why?
I don't understand.
For all of these statements, that is my overarching question.
I feel like, you know, there are other things in life that are fun that you could be doing rather than squeezing out your tampon blood.
Oh, God, no, man. This is gross.
When you say it out loud, it kind of is a bit sick in the head.
It is really sickening.
It is what it is. Let people live and let live.
You see, now, statements like that, I'm now getting scared of. No, because...
Live and let live, but just not that much.
No, but just not that, like boundary. Do you know what I'm saying? Like rein it in a bit, brother, because... No, sis, put it in the bin. Just put it in the bin.
Put it in the bin. Wow. All right. The next one.
Wow.
I'm a lesbian and I give men on Tinder the wrong address at 3 a.m. Then I unmatch them when they've arrived for fun.
Whose addresses is she using? Are they just random addresses?
No, I think she's probably using her own address. And when they arrive, she just unmatches them.
But then you've got a weirdo at your door at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But you wouldn't ring. If it's 3 a.m. in the morning, you wouldn't, like, ring the doorbell. You text the person being like, I'm outside.
This is a safety hazard.
That's her biggest issue.
What?
This girl is, like, she's reeling out, like, all the fuck boys and then leaving them all together on the street at 3 a.m. No. I think that sounds like a bit of a street party to me.
How people define pleasure these days really, really fascinates me. Because she's clearly doing that because she's getting some sort of kick out of it.
Yeah.
Which is so screwed up.
Isn't it? All right, next.
No.
I got my dog to lick hummus off my clit for a laugh.
I'm finished.
It went wrong and the dog bit my vagina instead.
I need that woman to go to fucking Hobbycraft and get the dog a ball to play with, because a dog does not need to lick your clitoris. And that is just a statement.
Ever. It's not right.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's not right.
I'm actually just lost for words. Why do people think that's normal? If you really want to get some, do it yourself, man. You don't need a dog's lips on your fucking lips. You don't need a dog's lips on your lips, all
right? I wish you could see this girl's face right now.
No, because it makes sense, brother.
All right, next. You're ready?
Oh, she keeps saying next.
All right, what? So this is why I'm really happy that hospitality's closed down. But I don't feel like this ever happened to me because I'm a nice customer most of the time.
Most of the time, God, you don't want to see the bad side of that.
Oh, never. All right. As a cocktail waitress, I fingered myself and stirred the drink with it for an especially cunty customer once.
I just don't understand why people, when they have an issue with someone, they decide to use bodily fluids to piss that person off, essentially.
Just fucking great revenge,
it's
in my opinion.
It's so bad. No, people, stop using your bodily fluids like that.
Mad.
Bruv, the fuck?
All right, next one. When I was 13, I used a family carrot for a dildo and put it back in the fridge. Dot, dot, dot. Mum made salad with it.
No, no, no. You're 13.
Did she eat the salad?
No, 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 no. But you're 13 and you're thinking to do things like this? Wait, you're 13 and you thought... You're 13.
Yes, yeah, you're 13.
And you used a carrot as a dildo. So you're sexually active with a carrot.
I'm screaming.
I have no words to say because I'm in such disbelief. And you're telling me people ate the salad afterwards? Well, is that confirmed?
I didn't ask her. I'm just wondering, did she eat the salad?
People need to rein it in.
People are wild.
This.
Right, the next one. This person masturbates while they drive to stay awake in traffic.
I mean, props for multitasking, but keep both hands on the wheel, bruv.
Screaming.
Like!
Screaming.
Dude, the streets aren't safe.
You look like you're in a place where you're just shocked with all of this and you don't know what to do.
I feel like I'm a pencil right now and I'm just receiving like all of this information.
But do you know the crazy part, right, that I can't really get my head around? People are sending this into like a random illustrator that they don't even know and sharing these kind of stories. Like, I feel like if you shared those stories with me, I'd be like, get the fuck out of my house.
It is wild.
And I would throw away all my carrots. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, no carrots in my household.
Do you know what I mean? I feel violated.
No, bring your own. You can eat your own as well because you ain't having them in my house. Like, the fuck? No.
All right, next one. And to be fair, this is kind of fucked, but I also completely get this one. So I'm in agreement. Right.
Oh, wow.
I went to fuck a guy and left my tampon in his dirty clothes basket because he had no toilet bin. Now, I wouldn't put it in his dirty clothes basket, but I can completely resonate with the fact that you go to men's places and they don't actually have a bin and they don't even think about that.
Yeah, that's weird. How can you not have a bin, bruv?
Do you know what I mean?
Like, that's weird. Putting it in the basket, like...
is wrong.
It's wrong. Mm. If it was me and I was in that situation... I'd wrap it up severely and I'd put it in the main bin.
Yeah, me too.
I wouldn't put it in the dirty... What's that meant to do? So that my guy can chuck it all in the wash and then he's got a wash, you know, stained with your blood. Is that your intention?
Oh my God.
Is that what you were thinking? Wow, people are wild.
People are wild. Right, next. Wow. This actually shows how crazy bitches can be sometimes. I sent my boyfriend an anonymous STI text and got mad at him for it just because I felt like fighting.
It's girls like this, yeah, that which is why
give us a bad
which
name.
Is why the man them don't want to get involved anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? They're just like, look, you lot are too fucking crazy. Why is it that when I'm on Hinge, I see guys who are like, look, I don't want you to be a psycho. If you're a psycho, stay away from me. If you're crazy, I don't want it. And I'm just like, these guys have been triggered. I wonder what you've been through, and I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah.
Not all of us are like that. Bruv, you need to shut these girls down because they're giving us a bad name. Ilaria!
I hear that.
Because I felt like fighting. Bruv!
Let's get on to the next crazy bitch.
No.
I cheated on my boyfriend, got chlamydia, so I asked him for a threesome and blamed the other girl for giving it to us.
Nah, do you know how sick you have to... No, no, no. If I infer that, yeah, you basically have problems in your relationship and you're very uncomfortable with your other half because you don't feel comfortable enough to tell them something like that. And also you're insecure, so you don't want to lose them. So you basically blame someone else for your fuckery. That's fucking cowardice and you should be ashamed of yourself. Next.
All right. This Probably. One. This one.
No, please, don't finish me off today.
All right.
Believe.
A guy played me and I faked a pregnancy for abortion money to get Botox.
Oh, my mouth. No, 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 no. My mouth saw the heavens with how wide it opened. Are you good? You have no morals. You actually just have no morals as a human being. Girls who use like abortion stories or like fake pregnancies for their own gain, I will never get on with you. You're not my sort of person because you're just seriously unhinged. That is terrible. Because look, yeah, no, but you've got to think about it. Whatever your gain is, do you know how much anxiety you're putting into that man, right?
Yeah, it's not fair on anyone.
Fair. Oh, no, for you to just tell them that it was all a story and you were just like, no, I don't fuck with that. Goodbye, good and bye.
All right, last two.
Okay, come on.
And then we're wrapping things up.
I'm scared.
All right. I stuck my dick in a vacuum once. I can't say I recommend it.
When guys do this, yeah, I'm like, so you wanted a quick fix, but you've really used a vacuum. You're actually going to stick your knob inside the dirty tube of a fucking vacuum cleaner. Is your girl's mouth not clean? Bruv! Bruv! You're actually choosing the dirty option over your girl.
I'm screaming.
Or your hand, if you're going to do that, bruv. No.
All right. Last one. What's wrong with people? Okay, right.
Oh, God, that says it all, doesn't it?
All right. Okay. I dump my blood from my moon cup into my ex-husband's protein shake when I found out he had been cheating on me for 2 years.
No. Now, that sort of shit triggers me, yeah? Because I swear to God, for all of my Africans listening out, that's some black magic sort of shit. That is some black magic sort of shit. If any of you guys have watched the film Midsommar on Amazon Prime, is a similar thing. And that shit is just like ritualistic, sacrifice smelling. I don't want it. Are you good? No. I'm sorry. That is not humanely possible. You're being driven by a secret source.
I'm screaming.
There is a spirit that is influencing you.
No, you're so funny.
My sister, you need deliverance.
You need deliverance.
You need to seek Christ. What the fuck is that? No.
And that concludes this game.
That's not even a game. That is... I feel so uneasy in my inner self.
I feel like I just love these kind of things because, you know, each to their own. You can't change it. It has happened. They have shared it. So might as well just get a kick out of it. Elizabeth looks like struck, like she's been struck in the face.
It could never be me, no.
It
could never be me. For any of those situations, those raggedy-ass situations, it could never be me.
Yo, raggedy ass.
Yeah, yo, raggedy. Get your raggedy ass out up in here. What the fuck? No. You can actually, all you lot could go to the bin and close the lid. That's that. Honestly, well done for the accent. You did really well there. Really well.
I thought I did quite well.
No, you did.
Some ropey moments. And I do apologise to any Australians out there, but I was put on the spot and I pulled out the bag.
Also for the South Africans, just in case you were triggered.
Yeah, I know. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
All right, Brid, you know the vibes already. It's time for the tip of the week. Wrap me up like a shawarma and double bake the lamb. Tip me up.
Love that.
Come on.
Wrap me up like. She double baked the lamb and I'm here for it. I'm totally here for it. Okay, my tip this week is a quote from Cicely Tyson. May she rest in power, because I absolutely adore her.
Honestly.
I'm really so saddened and feel pretty heavy. I know it's not something we've spoken about, but in her glory, I would like to take a quote from something she said in an interview. She said, "Keep your chin up high and your standards higher."
Amen to that.
And that's amazing. And I want to also quickly plug her book that is coming out and you can pre-order it. I think February the 4th, it's called Just As I Am, a memoir. She really broke the boundaries through her career and in her life. Mm. And yeah, I want to impart some of her beauty and her knowledge onto you guys this week.
Yeah, man. Beautiful plug. Had to absolutely honour Cicely Tyson. What an absolutely fantastic woman she was. And the legacy she has left behind, it's going to touch so many generations, ours and the ones to come.
100%.
But yeah, man, I appreciate that. Keep your
chin up high and your standards higher.
You guys take that, man. Got to value yourself.
All right. off to you to bring the mood back up with your tip for the week.
Let's elevate it again. So my tip of the week is a simple one, and it actually is simple this time, Bridie, before coming for my head. So this week I learned about implementing the rule of one, and basically all it means is that I think especially at this time, you know, it's so easy to want to do like multiple things and you're like, you can't figure out how you want to do it and you just want to do so much and you've got pressure from people to do stuff and whatever. But implementing the rule of one just makes it a lot more manageable for you to do. So like if you've got 5 things on your list that you want to achieve over a certain amount of time, you just start with one thing, right? Even if it's like, you know, you wake up one day and you do it and, you know, you want to do a workout, you want to eat a healthy meal, or you want to go for a walk. If you can get one of those things done, you should be proud of yourself. And just take one day at a time, and like, it's basically one day at a time, and one thing to do better in, basically. So yeah.
I like that.
Try and implement the rule of one this week. That's what I've done this week and it's actually really helped. So yeah, I hope that's helpful for you guys out there listening. But that's it, guys.
That's a wrap, kids.
It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And I'm Ilaria. We out.